And today, as we wrap up our series, we will hear more from some of our functional leaders as they share about the work that they are planning to support Known for the mission. We'll hear from Tricia Blake, Scott Brill, and someone who at this point might be annoyingly familiar to you, me, Lauren Bocci.
All right. Well, I am here now with Miss Tricia Blake, Mrs. Tricia Blake. She is our chief learning officer, and Tricia has had a storied career here at Young Life. But Tricia, you're here with me, right?
I am here with you. Hi, Lauren. Hello to everyone.
I'm so glad we're getting a chance to just hear a little bit more about your team and how you're thinking about Known. And I mean, that really is the first question that I have is just how do you, as you sit where you sit now and you've built a team, really a team all over the world, how do you see your team playing a part in Known, in supporting the field and supporting the mission? Kind of where do you guys sit? Where do you see yourself there?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I would say as I journeyed into this job, the first thing was really to assess where we are, like what's our current reality as an organization as far as equipping leaders. Again, I'll reference leaders as a volunteer leader all the way through up to Newt as the CEO. And how do we think about equipping them in the skills required for their job, but also what are the tools they need to support them in their job and how do we train on those? And most importantly, how are they being developed as a leader within the mission? So how are they being developed in the role that God's called them to? So when I think about Known, that's what excites me about how we're thinking about moving forward and supporting our leaders for the next season of ministry. Probably one of the most obvious things that was apparent to me as I came into this role and did my assessment and identification phase was we're not situated as a department to support the next 8 years of ministry. We're just not there for all that we need. Yeah. So really just thinking about what do we need locally? What do we need to be looking at centrally as a mission-minded global organization? And then really building the team from that paradox, understanding those two things, what needs to be local and what needs to be true across the DNA of all of Young Life across the globe.
Yeah, that's great. I love how you're thinking about that. And I love that we're at a time right now where you and your leadership and you and your team kind of spread out around the mission have permission to think that way. What are the things that are best in the field, best from your team helping to support? I just think that you really taking the time to think through that well is going to serve us really well in this next phase. So
yeah, Lauren, you've really highlighted two things that are on that other axis that we talk about in the paradox is like, what is it that's a specialty that is needed in a particular geography, whether it's training on the way that we're looking at healthy sexuality within our geography, which is very different across the globe. Mm-hmm. Or whether it's the generalist or the divisional learning manager who's thinking, as I look at this geography and the material that's come from, that's been created centrally, how do I make that culturally relevant for the geography in which we live? So really just trying to think about all the things that we knew were true and how do we solve for those as we look at our next season of ministry and hope to reach all kinds of different kids in the next 8 years.
Yeah, so good. I'm going to put you on the spot because I think one of the big things that you and your team have really led is just a really digging into the fact that it's not like, hey, we should try to be more global. Like we actually are a global organization.
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit. And some of us will have heard about the I-100, but some of us will kind of have a vague understanding of what that looks like. Tell me a little bit about what that was and how your team coming alongside field leadership really has kind of rounded out what that is and maybe the future of that.
Great. Thanks. Yeah. I would say as we look at the strategic plans of all the GSCPs, whether it's Wiley and Chad in the US or Dan and Steve internationally, one thing that was very true is we wanted to think about how are we developing kingdom leaders? And so when we think about that program that's been executed in the U.S., we think about what does that mean globally and how do we start to create leaders within geographies that were not U.S. born, but born within that geography or other geographies. And so we partnered with Dan Jessup and Steve as they thought about that development of those senior leaders, moving beyond the level of area director and regional director into vice president, senior vice president, hopefully someday GSVP, they could have Dan or Steve's job or possibly even Newt's. And so how do we need to think about their preparation for those roles and thinking about a global mission, not just inside their geography? So the I-100 was born and kicked off in Nairobi in November, and it's a 5-year experience, and it's really concentrating on both senior level development, but how do I hold the whole ministry of responsibility, including direct ministry, as well as what does that mean for ministry support and resource development within the geography I'm responsible for? So
that's so great. Thank you for sharing a little bit more about that. I just love to be alive in the time that the first I-100 happened, because I think it's a really big deal. So
it was incredibly powerful powerful to see leaders from 52 countries there represented. It was something I'm glad I got to witness in my duration of time at Young Life.
Ah, so good. All right. Well, to wrap us up, I mentioned the storied career of Tricia Blake, but where you sit right now, obviously the first chief learning officer that we've ever had.
Yes.
Talk to me, I'm curious what keeps you in it. Like in the words of Marty Caldwell, what keeps you going? Why do you keep going?
First of all, I love that you quoted Marty Caldwell.
Thank you. You're welcome, Marty.
Yeah.
You're
welcome.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, early on, the attraction for me was, I think the right answer here, just like in Sunday school, is always Jesus, right? Jesus is the answer why we're all still here. But my own transformational process of what I've learned about myself and growing more in the likeness of him in this job has been incredible. And I hope that remains true for all of our lives. If we are truly Holy Spirit-led leaders, then we need to be in a process of transformation ourselves. And so really what the Lord has taught me about myself, but ultimately, when you think why Young Life, you think about the time where you get to witness when all my years at camp in the camping department, the 15 minutes of silence, and you hear someone break into tears in the middle of a dark night with the stars up above and go, wow, the kingdom just got expanded right in front of me. And I got a front row seat to that. That's a powerful, powerful moment. So I would say the Lord's transformation in our own lives and then how that gets transmitted into the lives of kids.
Oh, it's so good. That's so good. And I would say I have you being in the role that you're in, like you are definitely someone I know for me that I'm like, I want to learn more from Tricia Blake and specifically around this idea of what does it mean to be a Holy Spirit led leader? So I am grateful that that's also the journey that you're on, continuing to ask that question. But I'm grateful to continue learn from you in that way as well. So
thanks, Lauren.
All right. Well, I am here now with Scott Brill. Scott is our CFO. Some of you may know Scott's story of kind of how he came to Young Life. Scott, I'd love to just give you an opportunity to tell a little bit about why you chose Young Life. I mean, you came from another global organization to in Target to a different global organization in Young Life. And I would just love for people to hear kind of what led you to Young Life and then what, why you stay in the role that you stay in and serve the way you do.
Yeah. Well, I'm here because I felt called to be here. I mean, it was a God calling, prayer, conversations, you know, with my wife on what we felt we were being called to do. And it's interesting, you know, on a functional support standpoint, like, I wouldn't be here, right, if this was any other public, you know, company, right? I would not have left. I wasn't looking to leave, right? Mm-hmm. But this was God put this, and you said earlier, for such a time as this is what known is for. God put this in front of us and said, hey, for such a time as this, this is how you, despite I haven't been gifted with the ministry skills that a lot of our field leaders have. And I admire so much, right? Mm-hmm. That's what keeps me here is, things that we're doing to help those people who get to work with kids and are good at leading kids to Christ. Like when whatever we can do to make it easier for them to do that, like that's what keeps me here. It's the stories. It's the, you know, seeing, you know, the kids at club and at campaigners and at camp standing up and, you know, doing say so. Like,
yeah,
how can I leave that?
Yeah. And so cool. Many might not know that you also have been not only roped into your official job, but also roped in and in a volunteer basis helping with committee in the Springs there. So yeah. I guess we really got you, huh?
Yep, I'm stuck.
Scott, we're talking today about Known and specifically trying to understand where your team kind of sits in the mix of this. Obviously, your team is critical in the plans and in terms of making sure that we can execute our plans, that we have the funding to do that and we're organized in such a way. Tell me a little bit about how your team is set up and kind of how you see your team and kind of the function that you represent. What role do you guys play in Known?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would say the financial and administrative services team. So that's, you know, risk management, legal, and all of the financial services teams. We're really excited about, you know, what we're doing to expand our capacity, add to our tool set and capabilities to support growth within the mission. So that's growth that the field leadership teams have been working on with their strategic action teams. And Known is the way to actually get that funded and deliver on our overall goal, which is reaching more kids. And that's what everybody on my team is really excited about. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're in a functional support role, but we are only here doing those functions because we want to help Young Life leaders who are working with kids reach more kids. So we're excited about that. We you know, are trying to change how we actually support the ministry as we grow to be able to do more centralized funding, and how do we actually plan for, you know, funding areas that aren't funding themselves as we've traditionally done throughout Young Life. And how do we do that in a way that ensures that where we're investing financially, we are reaching more kids.
I love that. I love how you're thinking about it both for, you know, obviously this fiscal year or the task at hand, but also thinking long-term, like what is the sustainability of the mission from the standpoint. And obviously your team has quite the spectrum of responsibility in that, in terms of both, you know, the financial side of it, but also just supporting ministry in many ways. Love to hear your heart in that. Tell me a little bit about Known. Obviously, it's a little bit of, for such a time as this, we're moving into this next vision, this next strategy of Known. But what, from where you sit, what makes you excited about where we're going?
Yeah, it's the same answer. More kids, right? Like, I'm excited about that. We aren't comfortable with the awesome impact that we're already having, that we're like, there's a lot of kids that we aren't reaching. And Known is about how do we ramp up our efforts to reach those kids that we aren't reaching? Because, I mean, we're reaching a lot of kids, like, you know, that's the exciting part. But we're not willing to just say, well, good is good enough. Yeah. Like, nope, we're called to actually go reach more kids. Known, right? I'm excited about it because we are putting together an aggressive plan to reach more kids.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny, especially with somebody with your background, to go like, we're an organization that's been around for 80 years. There's not a lot of things period that have been around for 80 years,
right,
businesses or organizations. And so I think, again, yeah, it's that, like, good is not good enough. And so I love that. Okay, Scott. So as we said, your role kind of has a spectrum. And one of the things that I've heard that you're working on is something called an ERP, which maybe not everyone knows what that means. I know we do a lot of abbreviations around here, but talk to us a little bit about what that is and why we need it.
Yeah, for sure. So ERP stands for Enterprise Resource Planning. Sorry. Yeah, exactly. Not always. But that's the modern technological backbone of most organizations these days. It's the core back office software that does all of the finance and accounting, the human resources, provide your data, you know, for payroll support. And they have capabilities that go much broader than that. So it can include budgeting, expense management, it can include learning and leadership programs, et cetera. And so they're off of one core platform. It's cloud-based. We have just agreed a contract with Workday to be our platform to do these back office functions. We're really excited about it. We've already spent thousands of hours investigating it and planning for how it's going to impact the ministry. We didn't have a choice in the matter because our existing accounting platform is no longer going to be supported. So we had to make a change. But now we've learned that this change is going to be a meaningful improvement for the organization and should help the field do their jobs much more quickly. They'll have cloud-based access to all of their team and financial data on any device that they choose to use. So that's coming. It is global. You know, we'll figure out how to, what countries we can get to when, but just really excited about the multi-year project that we have going to get this into Young Life.
So yeah, thanks. And for I really see how work like that, I think is a lot of how we care for our staff, by having tools and systems that work and kind of a one-stop shop for an employee that runs the gamut of all the different things you said, from a payroll stub to some online training or whatever it might be. So
yeah,
that's awesome. Well, thanks, Scott, for your time. I really am so, so glad to be able to serve alongside of you. You teach us a lot, and you do it with lots of experience and lots of wisdom, and truly a wonderful heart. So thank you, Scott.
Good. Awesome.
Lauren Bocci here, Vice President of Marketing and Communications. And gosh, I hope that you have gotten a chance to take a look at the video that we've created to just give you a quick overview of Known. So I know we've had a previous podcast where I've shared a little bit more about that vision. I hope you were able to take in some of that. But today I want to share more about the work that my team is doing to help sort of launch this brand, or to kick off some of this work as we move forward in all the strategies and all the work and storytelling around Known. There's a couple things that I'd highlight in terms of how we're looking at this. And this is part of what makes my job really fun, is we get to build a brand in many ways, but we get to build a brand differently than maybe another brand would do it outside of a mission like Young Life. So our brand gets to be grounded in scripture. It gets to be aligned to our values. It gets to be connected to our strategies. And of course, it gets to be delivered in memorable and exciting ways. So just to shed a little light on how the marketing and communications team is really approaching the work of bringing the message of Known to our critical audience, first to our staff and then to our volunteers. Now, there will be opportunities, and I'll talk a little bit more about how we are also bringing this to some of our external audiences or some of our donor audiences. But we're really thinking about sort of a several-step process to help bring understanding of what bring awareness to the Known strategy, but then also make sure that we're kind of moving people down a path where they're able to see that the Lord is at work in some of this, in this work. And so in that, we find ourselves right now in this kind of chunk of time where we're really thinking about the awareness, the general awareness of what Known is. And so the Marcom team is building different tools and resources, many of which you've probably seen. You're in fact experiencing one of them right now, in terms of hearing this on a podcast or reading the transcription of this. But we're really building tools and resources, telling stories that just help to educate and vision cast around what Known is, using all the different channels we have at our disposal, and even creating some new ones. You've probably seen some of those as well. And then, of course, the visual identity, kind of how Known looks, the story it tells, and in that space. And then we're really, as we move people forward, we're really hoping to build kind of a drumbeat of awareness, connection to Known through, and of course, we will go past this, but we are really focused on what will it look like
to kind of get to the same moment of time all together when we are at the 1YL conference. Now, we won't all be at the 1YL conference, but there will be a large contingency of us there. And really, that'll be an opportunity for us to share stories more in this kind of area of connection, moving from awareness to connection, telling stories of sort of the tangible benefits of known, where we're seeing known and some of the strategies within known start to take shape, so that we're moving people from just kind of a general awareness of known to this opportunity for them to see, oh, I see myself in this fresh vision. I understand how it'll impact my ministry. And then from there, we move to a place where we're building resources and telling stories about the commitment, kind of the commitment to the plan. And really, that's not just, you know, we kind of stand up and you know, salute the plan. It's not that at all. It really is this opportunity to share stories of where people are innovating, and also be able to build a place where people feel encouraged and motivated by this vision. And they're not only understanding it, connecting to it, but they're ready to move on it. And then finally, from this place of commitment, we move then to being able to tell stories of success or demonstrate areas where, like, hey, the plans are changing a little bit as we go down the road, really all for the purpose of being able to point to and see, wow, like, we can really see where the Lord is at work in this mission around the world in the lives of kids. And so now you know a little bit about how we're taking sort of a communication plan and tying it to the strategy work and the overall brand work of Known, and really moving us through from strategy, awareness, connection, commitment, all the way through to review. You kind of see that there's a little bit of a rhythm, a little bit of a pattern that, you know, we'll repeat over and over again. There'll be new stories to tell. There'll be some shifts and some changes between now and 2030. Between now and 2030, there'll be some shifts. And so we'll continue to kind of use that model. So that's all the context, kind of how we're approaching this. But I want to bring you in and kind of share with you a little bit more of the timeline as we look at kind of building this out. And again, really using this 1YL conference as a moment of opportunity, of shared connection. And so we're really kind of building that drumbeat of awareness to that. So just to highlight, there are a few things that are happening, kind of known or areas where we know there'll be times where we're together or our donors will be together. We have opportunities. We have GLC, which is happening, you know, upcoming right now. And we just had SLC a few months ago in February. So those were opportunities where we were able to share with our leadership the story of Known. And you're experiencing some of that right now. So I want to give you a little bit of a view into, you know, between what now and sort of January, February of 2024 will look like. And we're focused on some areas where we know there's going to be people together. There's going to be activities that are already happening. And so we're anchoring a few things around that. Obviously, we're kind of building up to some moments where leadership will be together. We've got a couple different internal podcasts that have helped us move in that direction in terms of bringing kind of shared awareness and understanding. We're also helping to provide different resources and different ways of telling the story to our development teams and to our areas and to our different kind of campaign directors around the mission, telling the story of Known more to a donor audience. So those are pieces that we're working on. We also have the table coming up in September for our major, major donors, telling them the story. We also have some of these opportunities, you know, throughout that. So we know there's these kind of moments where people will be together, but we have to, as a team, and this is one of the things I'm really excited about, we have opportunities to tell the story outside of physical events. And that also means outside of some of the traditional communication channels that we've had of email. And so we have opportunities to share stories of Known in some really different and unique ways. I would highlight some of the recent work we've done around YLTV. If you haven't gotten a chance to see the first episode, I really encourage you to do that. Thousands of you already have. But that is something that we will continue to kind of build that drumbeat of where when we'll all be together and in an ongoing way, telling stories that, you know, support what Known is, but also kind of support and build a narrative around kind of, you know, culture and stories that we want to tell internally. So that's one of the new ways that we're working on communicating. And then also, you know, looking at really revamping the ways that we tell stories, you know, through email, and how can we better target and tell people what they need to know when they need to know it. So there's some other ways that we're looking at that. So just kind of drawing attention to that. And then also building in some space. So after GLC, sort of helping to set up all of our directors, regional directors, to be able to tell that the stories that they've heard and what they know to be true of known to their people. So really trying to equip those leaders to tell the story of known in their own words to their own people. So that will happen sort of in this May to August timeframe. And then really moving us again to another new channel, which will be an all staff virtual event focused on known. So again, sort of in the YLTV format, but really this opportunity where we all get to kind of move together in this new moment of known. Again, now from that, we will be equipping staff around the world to be able to tell their volunteers the story of known in their own language and their own words. So really there's these moments where the MARCOM team really provides sort of the air cover support, the big stories, the things that people can kind of share and tell. But we're really trying to help our local people, wherever that might be, our leaders around the world, we're really trying to help them to be able to tell their own story. And so we just really come alongside with some different resources and tools, but really trying to set up teams and staff around the world to tell that story well to their communities and their areas of influence. I want to finally highlight that I mentioned this, you know, we're really focused right now on this internal audience. It's the most important, I would say. If we miss the opportunity to really communicate well to our internal audiences, you who are listening to this podcast, we sort of miss it. That being said, we also have opportunities to speak directly to a more external audience, or sort of a volunteer donor committee audience. And so there's some ways that we're experimenting with communicating to that audience, but also inviting some new people in. I think it's really important, you know, in this kind of modern age of modern marketing, we are thinking about how do we invite more people into the mission? How do we help to tell the bigger, broader story, to help support local areas? Really, that's all that we're trying to do here, is really tell the story of Young Life, and in this case, known, to a broader audience, but really so that our local areas can be supported in that way. So some of the experiments that we're running, we have a new podcast that we're sort of in a soft launch moment around. It's called Words and Ways, focused on the words and ways of Jesus. I highly recommend you check that out. We're finding that people are using it for their small groups with kids, with their volunteers, with their committee, but also it's meant to just be a gift to our staff or to anyone who listens to it. So highly recommend those mini podcasts. They're like 7 to 9 minutes and they are chock full of goodness, I would say. And then you may have seen our relationships journal has just sent. Some of you may be familiar with the Relationships magazine. This is really a totally new reimagination of that magazine, focused on kids, culture, and Jesus. Really hoping to make that publication a really relevant tool for our staff around the world, our volunteers around the world, and in having conversation and learning about what it looks like to do ministry with Young Life today. And so that's something that will come out again in August. Again, another plug, highly recommend taking a look at that. But so those are just a few examples of how we're looking at telling this broader story. The final example that we're beginning to work on is a pretty substantial piece of research that we're partnering with our research teams here as well, using research to paint a picture about what it looks like for adolescents today, what it looks like in their relationships today with themselves, with each other, with the Lord. And so really a substantial piece of research that I think will be very useful for all of us who are ministers of the gospel in our own ways. So that will be coming, hoping to share some of the early findings of that at 1YL. But again, another opportunity to invite more people into work that we're doing. Okay, whew, that was a lot. So I hope that you heard through the timeline and the tactics and all the things that I just shared, I hope that you hear that the marketing and the communications team, the MarCom team, desires to do nothing less but to tell the story of what Young Life is doing in the name of Jesus all around the world, to help more kids know that they are known by their Creator, that they are known by name by their Creator, and that they are known for a purpose. And so we are honored to do that work and happy to do it alongside each of you. Thanks so much.